It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. With the memory of freedom fries wafting through the halls of the U.S. Capitol, the new president, you never heard that, Steve, the new president of France paid a visit. He was warmly welcomed to a joint meeting of Congress.
Members of Congress, I have the high privilege and distinct honor of presenting to you His Excellency Nicolas Sarkozy, President of the French Republic.
President Nicolas Sarkozy's 2 days in Washington turned out to be a diplomatic triumph, and Washington Post columnist Dana Milbank was following the events. He wrote about it in this morning's paper, and he joins us this morning. Good morning, or should I say bonjour, bon matin.
Hey.
So, Dana, President Bush welcomed President Sarkozy to both the White House and to Mount Vernon, and they really embraced the notion of a Frenchman coming to see an American president.
Yes, well, you know, things are rocky with the Iraq War, so they decided they would not mention that at all, in fact, and instead get into the Revolutionary War. Sarkozy was essentially playing Lafayette, and this allowed Bush to play what he called the other George W., that being the father of our country. And who could blame him? I mean, the president's at 30% in the polls, and Sarkozy can't even keep the support of his wife, unfortunately, after just 6 months in office. So they wanted to reach back for happier times in the Franco-American alliance.
Right. And what sorts of things did they say about that?
Well, in each case, they positioned themselves as sort of the heirs. I mean, it could not have been any less subtle if they were wearing powdered wigs and false teeth. They actually brought in an impersonator of George Washington and one of the marquee, and they acted out a little skit in the White House. Sarkozy's speech was full of references to Lafayette's portrait in the hall and restoring the partnership of Lafayette.
There is, of course, something serious beyond all the pageantry of the last couple of days, a chance for relations between the United States and France to really improve. Because, in fact, Sarkozy, who is seen as very pro-American in France, it does love America.
He sure does. You should have heard him going on about Elvis Presley and the entire list of Hollywood greats and it's hard to see exactly what's in it for him because he is the president of France, but he's not speaking necessarily for the French people at this particular moment in time, particularly regarding this particular president. But let's give him some credit. He once, President Bush once scolded an American reporter for daring to ask Jacques Chirac a question in French while in France. And this time we had him saying, "Bienvenue à la Maison Blanche." We even had him eating apple tart a la mode and referring to the Secretary of State as Madame Rice.
And, of course, the newly restored French fries would have been available if they actually didn't have them. Just on a small, though serious note, they didn't really talk about Iraq. That's not something that the French have come around to America's position on. What were they agreeing on in terms of real policy?
Well, it was very little of that. It was a time for sort of warmth and pageantry and photo ops. Sarkozy really managed to get through about 40 minutes on the House floor, interrupted for applause 28 times, I might add, like a State of the Union address, without even in uttering the word Iraq. So essentially they just tiptoed around any sort of thorny issues with the ever-reliable platitude.
And staying in the 18th century.
Yes, clearly, and Americans were happy to do that. It's just such a rare thing for them to feel loved by a Frenchman.
Dana, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Dana Milbank is a columnist for The Washington Post.